In Pennsylvania, lawmakers agreed this summer to allow slot machines at betting parlors and horse tracks. They want to support the horse racing industry and use gambling proceeds as tax relief for homeowners. But the gambling may also benefit the lawmakers themselves. They're arguing over whether public officials should be allowed to take some of the winnings. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
On a warm evening, Jay and Edra Maxwell hug the wooden rail at the Penn National Racetrack and cheer their favorite horse.
Yeah, my two's in second, so we're going pretty good so far. All right, hang in there, baby. Yeah. Oh, you got to get messed up. You got to cruise out.
Angel's Ruse with the hat. Angel's Ruse digging
it. I don't know if he got it or not. It was close, though.
The retired couple from Harrisburg come here every so often to plunk down a $2 bet. They also visit casinos and tracks in nearby West Virginia and New Jersey.
We like to play the machines, so we usually go to Charlestown, go to Atlantic City, we get free rooms down there, so we go down there. We go around a good bit.
Maxwell is the kind of gambler that state officials want to keep in Pennsylvania. In June, lawmakers agreed to allow slot machines at 14 racetracks and betting parlors beginning next year. Fred Lipkin is a racetrack spokesman. He says that times have been tough for the industry and that slots will pull in more customers.
The racing handle and racing business has been in a decline, and we are certainly bullish on the fact that this will certainly help enhance the racing product here, make for a better product, and we will hope turn the trend the other way.
Lipkin says tracks will use some of the money from slot machines to offer bigger purses to the horse owners. That in turn will bring in faster horses and more bettors. Pennsylvania officials said that slots will raise $3 billion from 61,000 machines. One-third of that money will go to the state. Representative Michael Vion, a Democrat from Beaver County, explains that the money will be used for tax relief.
And so we're going to generate about $1 billion to the state in tax revenue, and we're going to use that for a dollar-for-dollar reduction of school property taxes.
Homeowners are supposed to be the big winners here, along with the racing industry and its owners. But critics are worried about who can own the slots parlors. Under the new law, elected officials in Pennsylvania can own up to 1% in stock of a gambling-related firm. But Barry Kaufman, director of Common Cause Pennsylvania, says that even 1% is too much.
That sounds like a pretty low limit, until you realize a $1 billion corporation means a public official or a legislator could theoretically own up to $10 million worth of that corporation.
Kaufman believes that most lawmakers didn't read the 141-page bill very carefully before voting on it.
There are lots of loopholes. There are lots of hidden time bombs, which we won't understand, and some of them are probably unintentional.
Republican Representative John Maher of Pittsburgh wants to revise the law. He says, as it stands, public officials could directly own a gaming company through various kinds of partnerships. That's one way that officials could avoid the stock restrictions.
If someone wants to call a broker or go online and buy a few shares, so be it. What I am seeking to foreclose are the private backdoor arrangements where public officials can access sweetheart deals.
But Representative Vion says that any company applying for a gambling license will have to disclose the names of the owners to a gaming commission, and that the commission won't allow public officials to use their power to get rich.
The issue of the 1% ownership has really been a red herring used by the opponents of gaming in general and slots in particular in Pennsylvania to continue to fight their battle.
Vion points out that several states have absolutely no restrictions on elected officials who want to own gambling parlors. But racing fans like Jay Maxwell don't want public officials to have any involvement in these racing parlors.
If they own the slots, you never know what's, you know, it's kind of a little sneaky, like I think.
Representative Maher and 70 other lawmakers want to reopen the debate on a new bill when they come back to the state capitol in Harrisburg next month. Eric Kneeler, NPR News.